I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Victory is bittersweet for Japan's newly elected leaders following the Friday assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Japan remains in a state of national mourning. Abe was the longest-serving leader of modern Japan. Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access tells us,
the entire country is in shock still. We do not think killing is the answer. That's part of our constitution as a nation.
Pray Asian Access staff can share the hope of Christ with their countrymen.
Mr. Abe's wife, Ms. Shizue, has visited our missionaries, Sue Takamoto, and they became good friends. We will be praying for Sue Takamoto to be able to comfort Ms. Shizue for this critical moment.
And Lebanon solidifies plans to rehome thousands of Syrian refugees. Within a matter of weeks, officials say they'll start moving 15,000 refugees back to Syria each month. The good news is some refugees will bring Jesus back with them. Heart for Lebanon co-founder Tom Adams says,
we've been privileged to take five different people groups off the unreached people group list.
Three of the five people groups are Syrian. A people group is unreached if less than 2% of the population knows or follows Christ. Heart for Lebanon helps new believers grow to become disciple makers and leaders.
Our Bible studies are exploding at the seams. Mission leadership development program is getting ready to start a whole nother season with a new group of people.
Pray Syrian Christians will trust in the Lord as their living situation becomes uncertain. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.